3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We look forward to what you have to say, your questions and comments about the issue of the day. Let me remind you, lest you forget it. Lest I forget it or you forget it. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. What we think, say, and urge you to understand each and every day, we base our issue and the decision and the process of thought not on denominational dogma or political rhetoric or philosophical jargon, but we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. The truth book, as I call it. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Bible says, "Thy word is truth." It's talking about the truth of the Word of God. Thy word is truth. Not maybe truth, or partial truth, or some truth, but is truth, indicating the totality of the truth found in the Word of God. Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So we talk about truth. We talk about the issues each and every day. We do so based on the totality of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about a subject today that you must listen to, join in the dialogue and discussion for the entire broadcast to get the knitting together of the variety of thoughts for you to fully grasp and understand what this phrase means. The Marxist mantra says, for the common good. For the common good. Let me just give you a little brief overview. In this administration, in the previous administration, that is Barack Hussein Obama's administration, everything that was done was on the basis that we're going to protect democracy. It's the common good. We're going to protect you, the people. We're going to do this. We're going to infringe on your Second Amendment rights. We're going to remove the freedom of speech. We're going to force you to have shots that you may or may not want. We're going to force you to wear a mask and stay 6 foot apart. And it's for the common good. So the idea being that if it's for the common good, regardless of what it does to us physically, regardless of what it does in effectuating change and or any bifurcation of our Bill of Rights, we need to accept it, embrace it, say okay, because after all, it's for the common good. That's the mantra, that's the mindset in Marxism, socialism, communism, and that's what we see across the globe today in all those nations that are unlike America, those nations that do not have a Bill of Rights, those nations that have never understood anything called a Constitution or Declaration of Independence. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're going today. We love to have your dialogue and discussion. We're going to have a brief monologue. After the monologue, we're going to open our lines and invite you to call. And when you call, get ready to call. Dial that number, 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. There are a lot of people that does not believe that. A lot of people that are mitigating against it and remonstrating against it and trying to tear down and destroy. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, and I find it fascinating that when Orwell wrote the manuscript and published the book called 1984, and he was projecting then what America would be like by 1984. That was done in 1947, 48, and 49. And ladies and gentlemen, Orwell said this, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be very, very factual today. Very, very factual today. The further America drifts from the centrality and the core truths that's derived from the Word of God, that are in fact the foundational words and fabric for America today. The further we get from that, the further we remove ourselves from the central core of truth on where America came from, and that God is the one that gave us what we have today called America, the more there will be those that will hate those that stand for truth. Not about you, but I think that it behooves every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to be reminded that a half-truth is a whole lie. You can't bifurcate truth and say, I'm still telling the truth. Perhaps you recall, if you're a parent, the days that the kids were growing up, and you know, you got two, three, four kids, and something happens. The lamp gets broken, or something happens that's out of the norm for the family ideal. And you start going, did you do this? Did you do this? No, 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 no. And you finally realize that, well, he said, I didn't mean to, or I didn't say this, or I didn't do this. And you find out later that what he was saying or what she was saying was a partial truth. That is called sin, and human beings grow up with the sin nature. And so therefore it's only the nature of sinful fallen man to bifurcate truth and to tell a partial truth. But I find it frightening today when, according to the latest survey, it says that 55% of millennials say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Now, 55% is a pretty good number, especially when you realize that what we have taken place in America today is a dynamic, tectonic shift in leadership based on age. You're finding more and more of those that have grown old, if you will, in the Beltway of Washington, in the legislative branch, whether it's the House or the Senate. They're now deciding, oh, after 30, 40, 50 years, I think I'll retire. And new folks like AOC is coming in, and I believe if she had a brain, she couldn't find it with a magnifying glass. But nevertheless, that's where we are today with this age group. And that age group saying, each person determines his or her own version of truth. It's an impossibility. It's either truth or it's not truth. It's either full truth or it's a partial truth, which is, in fact, a lie. But listen, it's the body of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today, that's responsible for hanging on to and defending truth. It's the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Hear what he says in part. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, love the truth, defend the truth even to death. That ought to be the mindset that you have today. I pray that it is for each and every listener that we have today. I pray that you're seeking the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You won't find it on CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN. You won't find it there. You find truth. The core centrality of truth is in the Word of God. And by the way, God's Word from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22 is the unfurling of God to man, the revealing of God to man, and God's word speaking to man as to what is taking place, shall take place, even to the end of the world. Eschatological prophetic truth is found in the Word of God. You want to know what God's doing? Look at the Scripture. You want to know where God's going? Look at the Scripture. You want to know whether or not Israel's going to win the war? Look at the Scripture. You want to know what's happening in Ukraine and Russia? Look at the scripture. You want to know what's taking place in Iran, North Korea, etc.? Look in the scripture. The Word of God gives us the answer to all the questions. I call it going back to the centrality of the scripture. I call it a central biblicist worldview that is looking at everything through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? I believe that it would change America today if even just Christians were to take the position, we're going to listen to the scripture, follow the scripture, speak, defend, stand up for the Word of God. I believe it would change America overnight. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier that will help you to find Tools for Time. 165-foot flagpole. Atop the flagpole flies the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me set the pace with a brief monologue, and then we'll open our lines and invite you to call. And again, let me remind you that number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the meat of the subject, what we want to talk about today, I believe we need to understand that we need to pray for the families of those who have been involved in the bridge collapse in Baltimore. We don't know how many lost their lives. We don't know how many people are on the bridge. We do not know. In fact, I watched closely and carefully when they were showing the video footage of the shipping, the cargo shipper that was going about to go under the bridge. Somehow, some way, got off track, hit one of the major pilasters that holds the bridge in place, thus causing the whole bridge, with the weight of the bridge distended and causing the bridge to totally collapse. But I watched as they were showing the video footage of that. I was amazed that it was so clear on that tracking camera that was videoing all that took place. But the dozens of cars that were gliding across the bridge. Now, had that been peak, morning peak hour for people traversing the bridge, going to work, leaving the city, going out of the city, etc., etc., it would have been a major, major, major catastrophic event. It's bad enough. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for those families that right now are wondering, where's my loved one? Did they go in the water? They know that two were pulled from the water that had been injured desperately. They know that at least seven people are still missing. They don't know how many people are missing from the cars that were going over. They don't know that. They're still searching. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to take that, praying for those people, praying for those families, but taking that as a good illustration, ladies and gentlemen, that we do not have the guarantee of the next moment. It's the brevity of life. The book of James says life is like a vapor. It's here and then it's gone. Those folks driving on that bridge had no idea that the bridge was going to collapse. Those that were on the cargo ship perhaps frantically at the last minute trying to make a change, they had no idea that that was going to cause a devastating calamity that would affect many, many, many people. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize it's at the point that we see this happening, that there's no guarantee of tomorrow. Who was wrong in the incident? Who was wrong in the accident? What went wrong? That's neither here nor there at this point. It's a matter, ladies and gentlemen, today that we're told that we need to pray for those in that condition. Looking at the headline, and I'll read a brief or two, word or two of it. Then we'll make our transition to the subject today. Headline, cargo ship rams into major Baltimore bridge, causing total collapse. Early Tuesday morning, a Singapore-flagged container ship called Dali rammed into one of the piers holding up the Francis Scott Key Bridge. A steel arch-shaped truss bridge extending Interstate 695 some 1,200 feet over the Baltimore Harbor. Upon impact, the bridge came toppling down, along with those vehicles on the compromised segment of the bridge. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace indicated that two people were pulled from the waters, one of whom was in serious condition, reported by the Associated Press. Wallace noted that authorities, quote, may be looking for upwards of seven additional people. A live stream captured the precise moment the 984-foot vessel crashed into the bridge, time-stamped at 1:28 a.m. The ship can be seen smashing into one of the piers on its way out of the port, triggering a chain reaction. Minutes earlier, the lights aboard the ship appeared to flicker, suggestive of a possible electronic malfunction. Kevin Cartwright, director of the communications for the Baltimore Fire Department, called the incident a dire emergency and expressed concern earlier in the morning that the collapse may amount to a developing mass casualty event, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know how many people will ultimately be pulled from the waters and their automobiles, etc. So pray for those families that are negatively affected even today. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that Americans, all Americans, are witnessing what I call the countdown, the slow motion countdown. Just that, and I use this illustration, just as watching that video footage of the slow motion of the cargo ship slamming into the piluster, bringing the bridge down. I believe we can say in like manner, we're watching the slow motion collapse, the slow motion collapse of America. We're watching the countdown clock as America and our Constitutional Republic winds up being absolutely destroyed. Implosion is rapidly on the way. Just as the new video about the and the replay of that video about the collapse of the Baltimore Bridge. But wait a minute. Someone has so aptly stated, let me just read you this quote. It's a fantastic thought, deep thought. Generally, life is not a slow blowout, not a sudden blowout, but a slow leak. Now, what does it mean? Just as with that collision on the bridge, it was not something that was sudden. It was slowly taking place. Now, I'm not an expert on this by any stretch of the imagination, but in watching the slow motion video footage, that cargo ship was veering off course. There's a course that they should be on. They were veering off that course and headed straight into the piluster that holds the bridge. And then it was a sudden explosion, but it didn't suddenly happen. It was in slow motion as it was taking place. And may I say to you today, ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist media, the Socialist Communist Democratic Party have been working on the destruction of the very foundation of America for many, many years now. We're just now witnessing the ultimate goal coming about that Barack Hussein Obama stated, the fundamental change of America, the goal of, if you please, destroying our nation as we know it, the goal of allowing millions of illegal invaders to come in, the goal of allowing the demographics of America to absolutely fade into the past, into history, and destroy the future of our nation. That's just part of it. We're going to look at the total strand of what is happening and how it is taking place and how the Christians, the conservatives, and the patriots are being blamed and being prosecuted, persecuted, tracked, traced and censored for what they themselves are doing to prevent we the people from having any control over our nation's destiny. That's happening before our eyes. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question coming, please. Kenneth, are you there? I believe we've lost Kenneth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a Marxist mantra for the common good. It's talking about the common good of the people. And that's the mindset today. And it fundamentally comes out of the statement by Barack Hussein Obama that he was going to fundamentally change America. And I know you heard that statement. Multitudes heard it, but didn't pass giving the credence to it. Didn't think, how are you going to fundamentally change America? What do you mean, fundamental change? That's the Marxist agenda, the socialist, communist agenda, to destroy America that we've known for about 250 years now. I'm looking at a headline that when you look at the roots of it, it's very frightening. It says DeVos, that's D-E-V-O-S, that's where they have the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum. DeVos elites warn nations not to resist, listen to this, not to resist painful global transition. Echoing President Biden's comments to European leaders at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland, described the record gas prices, quote, as part of the painful period in the transition to the alternative energy source that should not be resisted. Now, let me stop for a moment, saying that there's going to be a painful period of time, and we shouldn't resist it. It's part of the requirements for the transition to a total new global order. That's the Youngblood translation. German Vice Chancellor said Monday that government should not seek to protect their citizens. Listen, should not seek to protect their citizens from the consequences of this transition. A Norwegian finance head described the energy crisis as a transition full of hardships, but instead insisted that the pain of this transition will be worth it. Meanwhile, Biden said Monday that the pain at the pump was part of an incredible transition of the American economy away from oil and natural gas. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the globalist, the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab and others, Bill Gates and others, George Soros and others, the Bidens, the Clintons, and the Obamas have the philosophy that it can be painful, it can hurt you, it can crush your business, it can destroy your life, but we're going to tell you what kind of car to drive. We're going to tell you what you must do for your health. We're going to tell you what medicines you can get, what you can't get. We're going to tell you how far you can drive. We're going to tell you what you can, whether you can drive an electric car. Listen, the government today, by fiat executive order, is making a determination on what kind of range to cook on that you can have in your home, what kind of water heater you can have. They're going to tell you they feel that it is their privilege, their prerogative, and their ability to force us to drive what they want us to drive, to have what we want, even what kind of home you can buy, where you can live, where you can go, and what you can do. That's part of the fundamental change of America. And that's the mindset that comes out of an article that we have here where DeVos elites warn nations not to resist the painful global transition. Part of that global transition, ladies and gentlemen, is telling us what we can eat. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, the same World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, says that we need to eat crickets? And while they're having the forum, while they're having the global meeting, telling us what we can drive, telling us what we can use, telling what we can do in our homes and families, and what we can eat, they're eating the prime rib meals and saying that we need to eat the crickets because that is financially, economically renewable. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the globalist today that's in control of fundamentally changing America. We find that taking place at a very rapid pace across our nation today. I'm looking at another headline that is absolutely frightening if you look at just the world situation and not recognize that God's in control. We're talking about today the Marxist mantra for the common good. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to have you jump in at any point. What are your thoughts on this subject today? Do you believe that we're witnessing and watching the total transformation of America, as Barack Obama said that he would do? I believe we're watching the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. Sleepy Joe, as he has been called, does not know what state he's in, much less what day he's in. But it is Barack Obama, George Soros, Bill Gates, and other globalists that's behind the scenes, that's the puppeteers, that Joe Biden just happens to be the puppet. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the headline. Yes, they're trying to destroy our Constitution. They're trying to destroy our Constitution. Subheading, America's existential struggle is a battle of spiritual. It is a spiritual battle. Contributing factors in the death of America. It's stunning to me that so many people, including many of our own peers, fail to recognize the finality of the condition confronting the world, and specifically that's confronting America. We're not fighting a conventional war. Therefore, conventional weaponry and strategies won't work. Any and all attempts to reclaim lost ground are pointless, because an unconventional war cannot be won conventionally. We are in a full-blown spiritual war in America. End quote. Further, the article states, the enemies of America and global civilization as a whole understand very well, America was truly a gift from God to the whole world, second only to Moses, Abraham, and other great leaders found in the scripture. But as I've repeatedly said, this writer says in this article, the only thing our governmental construct was unable to protect America from were evil and wicked men. The American public, from womb to grave, in ever-increasing numbers, are being misinformed, misled, for the express purpose of destroying what God, through our founders, gave us. The truth has been misstated to the point that even well-meaning people unconsciously accept and advance the fundamental representations, which are fraudulent. The so-called intellectuals and elitists today view the four foundational constructs of America, the church, the family, education, and military, with hostility, but hating the same. In one thing, getting rid of these foundations is global, and it's their goal. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the mantra from the socialist Marxist today is for the common good, and everything that the Obama administration, the Biden administration, it's for all of our good, supposedly. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go ahead quickly. We've got about a minute and a half on this segment.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
I tell you something, man. It's not, I believe it's not Joe Biden. Like Hitler had lookalikes. I think because the globalists, like he was saying, especially Obama and the Clintons, they are trying to put us in this new world order thing where we cannot decide what our doctor's going to be or whatever. But it is sad, and Smiley keeps saying, oh, no, we're going to win this election. So they let me know they are planning to win this election. And if America do not wake up, people in America do not wake up, because the way they're going at Trump, and especially in election year, they're going to go at you, whatever you do.
Absolutely. In fact, Kenneth, we got about 30 seconds left. Let me say this and wrap up with our thoughts and your own target with what you're saying. Right now, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, they already have in place literally not hundreds, but thousands of attorneys watching everything that's taking place in every one of the voting precincts across America to find reason to file suit to prevent any success from any conservative or any Republican having a win at any level across America in this election cycle. So, Kenneth, we need to keep looking up, keep praying. God is in control. It is a spiritual battle that we're faced with, and it's a spiritual response that we should have. This. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.